It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is August 7th, 2018. If you are following my main feed, you're noticing I'm cranking out a lot of shows recently. That's part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Daily Challenge. So I put out 30 podcasts, 30 days. And if you heard my incoherent rambling on day one, I kind of decided, you know what, let's give this weather thing a thought, or a shot, and let's see how this goes. And one thing I did notice is that I think I actually know more than I think I do sometimes when I start talking about weather, and at least kind of that 101 area where you're kind of learning the basics and learning how things work. So, it's actually surprisingly going pretty good, although I'm only in day seven and I'm starting to have to scramble a little more to start coming up with topics. So far, things have been kind of just randomly come up with ideas as I'm driving quick, and then this topic today does work, but you know, you can only go through some of that basic information so long before you start start researching and learn a little more about some of these topics before you go out and start talking about them. The other thing I have noticed, or I should be doing probably, is constantly saying, you know, I'm not a meteorologist, I'm not trained in weather. Add a disclaimer just so people don't think that I actually know what I'm talking about. I'm an amateur. I'm not a professional. I think that's going pretty good. I thought about throwing it out into my learning weather feed, but I kind of decided, you know, I'm going to not do that, because a lot of what I'm doing is disorganized. It's not planned. It's not going through a process where I really think I should take a little extra time and start. start to, you know, roadmap out a certain period of time, so I'm not jumping around where one day I'm talking about radar, the next I'm talking about radar apps, the third I'm talking about how to report storm damage, and then I jump right back into the radar. And then I was thinking, well, hey, another topic about spotters and trainings and where to kind of get some, do some more details work. And I was like, I really should have roadmapped this out a little bit more better. But I guess that's kind of why I'm doing it in the Dog Days of Podcasting, because I can basically use it as a beta run. It's actually works pretty decent. So, get me definitely some ideas. I kind of thought through a potential intro or some ideas. Kind of a weird one. I haven't listened to it yet, but I recorded myself thinking through my thoughts while driving. I don't know if I'll listen to it or not, but I guess we'll find out. Let's see here. What else was going on? I'm not really making changes, but kind of tweaking out the website a little bit. Probably expose the tags that are on each post so I can pull those out and share. One thing I thought about doing is, since I'm starting to work myself in kind of into the weather community a little bit via the storm Discord, or I don't even remember what they call it. But I'm in a Discord chat room full of all weather enthusiasts. And so I thought about, you know, posting these out here and disappointed that people say, okay, help me vet this. Make sure I'm not giving misinformation. Because that is one thing I want to try and avoid, and why I was a little hesitant to just start to start recording them, because I don't want to give misinformation. I don't want people to think one thing and get in a dangerous situation. So, and I think I'm doing that okay. You know, being not sure, saying I'm not an expert, but I don't know. So hopefully if the Dog Days of Podcast people are listening to this as well, they can, you know, maybe let me know. Let me know what you think. And if you aren't a part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, I would highly recommend go checking out that feed. It's a tsunami of 21 or so podcasters doing one a day at approximately 5 to 10 minutes each episode. That's quite a bit of time. I'm sorry, I'm hearing a phone ring. I think it's in another truck over. On the other side, I've been trying to do a brief shopping on a new truck. Mine is now at 160,000 miles. And while I would still consider reliable enough, it's not going to be like that forever. Sensor's starting to go. My airbag sensor says it needs to be checked. So it's starting to show its age. The challenge is how, you know, we're really leaning towards a 3/4 ton pickup, because the next camper we get will probably be a fifth wheel. Problem is, no, we're not shopping for a camper right now. And if, I don't know if any of you ever looked at prices, but when you start talking for a new one, $45,000, I seen one the other day for $70,000. Like, ooh, that's a tough pill to swallow. So, and I have not, like, looked at half-ton pickups and see if they're much better. Yeah, obviously you can still get up in there when you get your fancier ones, but I don't anything too fancy. I just need something that's going to be reliable for 10 so years. So I think that's one thing we need to figure out yet is, okay, yeah, we want to get a fifth wheel. Is it realistically going to be in the next 10 years? If the answer is probably no, let's go half ton, and then if we get a color down the road and that's what we want to do, yeah, it's going to suck to have a new camper, new truck, but 10 years, I'll probably need a new truck anyway. I'm hoping I can get a truck that can last me 10 years. So I don't know. It's one thing when it's your car, you're just, you know, you're trying to get from here to there. You know, you might be hauling some basic cargo, things like that. But when it's a pickup, it's a little bit bigger decision because it's a little bigger purchase. And especially if you're not buying it just because it's a vehicle, but you're buying it because you actually want to do something with it, you have to strategize a little bit. You just can't buy the first one. You say, yep, perfect, done. So, yeah, that's a thing we're starting to do. I would think if I'm going to do anything, it would either be after the last camping of the year or early spring before we go camping. If we get new, if I remember right, you need to get a minimum of like 500 miles on the vehicle before you tow, or at least that's what I kind of have stuck in my head. We don't really want to buy it in the middle of camping season. I don't put on that many miles normally. So, you know, it'd be a concerted effort just to get that many miles on a vehicle. Especially if you're going camping in 2 weeks. That's a lot of miles that you have to put on. So, I don't know. We'll see. It all always comes down to, can we afford it? Can we make it work? How necessary is it? Things like that. So, I'm heading out to my parents to go pick up my daughter. She wanted to stay the night, so she went over there. She went out there last, or she got picked up yesterday and wanted to stay out there overnight. And now I'm heading out there to go get her while my wife is getting a massage. So, I don't know. I'm running out of things to say. Hitting at 10 minutes. I figure, you know what? Keep up with the post a month, even technically I've already done, what, 8-7 already this month, and that way it's specifically to the ultimate goal, even though I haven't hit it. I know the other thing I was going to say. My son made the C2 team for soccer, so that's good. He was a C3 this summer. So got to know what the team is. He was I guess you call it subbing, or he was playing up to another team this summer at the end of the season because our games were all done. And so that's the same team, same coach. So it'll be pretty interesting to see how he develops kind of going forward. Not sure if I'll be the team manager or not. I really don't care either way. In some respects, it's nice not to have to worry about anything when you show up. On the other, I'm there. I feel like I should be doing something. Might as well be doing something. So, I don't know. I think that's enough for today. I'm on my right 12 and a half minutes. So, I will sign off and I will see you guys next time.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.